The Gospel of Matthew, Chapter 1.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries and is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today. Please note that the reader, Wayne O'Connor, is not the translator of this book.
Please order the actual book if you don't own a copy, as it includes many supplemental materials, such as chapter prefaces and endnotes. Commentary notes and the source address for quotes from other books of the Bible will, however, be included in the audio edition. Go to agrainofwheat.com. That's agrainofwheat.com. agrainofwheat.com to order your copy of The Father's Life New Testament or other books written by David W. Dyer. We hope you enjoy The Father's Life New Testament audio series. Thanks for listening. The Good News According to Matthew, Chapter 1. The record of the genealogy of Jesus, the Anointed One, the Son of David, the Son of Abraham. Abraham begot Isaac, and Isaac begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Judah and his brethren, and Judah begot Perez and Zerah with Tamar, and Perez begot Hezron, and Hezron begot Ram, and Ram begot Amminadab. And Amminadab begot Nashon, and Nashon begot Salmon, and Salmon begot Boaz with Rahab, and Boaz begot Obed of Ruth, and Obed begot Jesse, and Jesse begot David the king. And David begot Solomon with her who had been the wife of Uriah. And Solomon begot Rehoboam, and Rehoboam begot Abijah, and Abijah begot Asa, and Asa begot Jehoshaphat, and Jehoshaphat begot Joram, and Joram begot Uzziah, and Uzziah begot Jotham, and Jotham begot Ahaz, and Ahaz begot Hezekiah, and Hezekiah begot Manasseh, and Manasseh begot Ammon, and Ammon begot Josiah, and Josiah begot Jeconiah and his brothers at the time of the carrying away to Babylon. And after the carrying away to Babylon, Jeconiah begot Shealtiel, and Shealtiel begot Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel begot Abiud, and Abiud begot Eliakim, and Eliakim begot Azor, and Azor begot Sadok, and Sadok begot Achim, and Achim begot Eliud, and Eliud begot Eleazar, and Eleazar begot Mathan, and Mathan begot Jacob, and Jacob begot Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, who is called the Anointed One. So all the generations from Abraham to David are 14 generations, and from David to the carrying away to Babylon, 14 generations, and from the carrying away to Babylon to the Anointed One, 14 generations. Now the birth of Jesus, the Anointed One, was as follows. While his mother Mary was engaged to Joseph, before they had been intimate, she became pregnant by the Holy Spirit, and Joseph, her husband, being a righteous man and not willing to expose her publicly, was planning to put her away quietly. But while he was thinking about these things, suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, you son of David, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. And she will have a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for it is he who will save his people from their sins." Now all this has happened, so that which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet would be fulfilled, saying, "Behold, a virgin will conceive and will give birth to a son, and they will call his name Emmanuel," which is, being interpreted, "God with us." That's a quote from Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14. So Joseph rose up from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him, and took her as his wife. But he did not have intimate relations with her until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. The end of Matthew chapter 1. Up next, Matthew chapter 2.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.